Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now 23 after the hour, music portion of this hour of the Good Day program, and this is devoted to the music of Kesha, been involved in a messy legal battle with producer Dr. Luke Gottwald. All right, so
this has been going on a long time.
Really? She sued him for assault and battery, apparently. He apparently sexually, physically, and verbally abused her and did for some 10 years. She was working together. Why would you stay with somebody?
Well, that's what I don't understand. You know, at some point, when do you walk away? Because there's, I mean, maybe she thought she had to be with him for her career, but something seems odd. It seems odd you put up with that behavior.
Has she been? I don't know that much about.
Well, the song you're listening to right now is, I would guess, is probably her biggest hit because it's the one I know.
Really?
I would think this is probably her biggest hit. But she has
suing
a few others.
Because she's been unable to produce new material, she has a contract with this guy that she's suing that bars her from doing anything with anybody else.
Right.
So here's one of the videos that was posted from her by one of her friends greeting her fans and singing a bit of Amazing Grace.
Good morning, everybody. I love you guys. I can't put out new music, but I can sing a little something of someone else's songs or something that exists.
Wow, I'm going to fall asleep.
So.
Good night.
Have a little energy.
Which I sing. Amazing grace. How sweet.
She totally just did this off the cuff.
Sounds like she just got
a pretty
bit.
Tone.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you go to American Idol or something and
voice.
Just start over again. That's what you ought to do. Just start over again.
Like me.
All right, so.
Because I won.
Ava Gordy from What's Trending.
Sounds like she's going to pass out at any moment.
The story on the court battle, which is supposed to a lot of the behind the scenes stuff going on today.
She's posting this video because her record label is trying to keep her from singing. In October of 2014, Kesha filed a lawsuit against her producer, Dr. Luke. She says that she was abused by him in various ways. He allegedly gave her drugs and sexually assaulted her, induced her to drop out of high school, denied her any meaningful profits from her work, and was abusive towards her and other women. In November, Kesha filed a request to a judge to start recording music without her producer. Her lawyers argue that if any more time passes, she'll lose the chance to continue her career anyway. On January 26, she'll find out if she can be released from her contract with Kemosabe Records. Kesha shared this post on Instagram. She says, "Maybe my life will go down an unexpected path, but the message will always be the same. Love, acceptance, compassion, equal rights, human rights, animal rights. And that really is my passion and purpose." More than 100,000 fans have petitioned Sony to save Kesha's career. Many Kesha fans are planning a protest outside the New York State Supreme Courthouse.
Get a life.
Yeah. You know, Kesha once said she likes to take baths in glitter.
Really?
Yes.
All right,
can't blame her.
Here's a note that I just got. Roberta, you'll like this a lot. Meredith just remembered that last Friday night she was at a fundraiser at the place where she has her horses. She goes to the horse. There's a horse place in Florida where lots of people bring their horses and spend horses. And Meredith's quite an accomplished horsewoman. So the boss was there with his wife. They are honorary chair people for a fundraiser for the equestrian team.
Yep.
And they did a concert and they sold a couple of his guitars in an auction there that went for $300,000 a piece.
Because the boss being Bruce Springsteen.
Well, yeah, the boss. Yeah. But his daughter Jessica rides. She's quite an accomplished rider.
And she's there.
A contender
in Wellington.
For the Olympics. Yeah, she's a contender.
Right. And that's why he supports it. 29 past the hour here on Good Day.
Where are they now? With Ahmad Rashad.
A first-round draft choice by the New York Knicks in 1982, this three-point shooter extraordinaire is best known for a shot that changed the rule book.
Tucker snatches it. It's good. It's good. Yes, it is possible to shoot with 1/10 of a second left.
So where is Trent Tucker now? Trent started the Trent Tucker All for Kids Foundation in the late 90s, teaching middle schoolers to focus on their educational futures. He still runs the foundation to this day. Meanwhile, the Trent Tucker rule about how much time it takes to get off a shot is talked about in NBA games almost every night.
Going back to 1990, this is called the Trent Tucker rule.
Can't get an alley-oop.
That has to be a tip as they throw it at the basket. Yeah!
Looks like Trent Tucker's left his mark on the game for good. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Beth emailed us to say she wants to start a business, but a little voice keeps telling her she's not ready.
We shared four things with her that will also help boost your confidence. First, don't expect perfection. There will be things you aren't good at. Do what you do well and let others help.
Second, rebut the cruel inner critic. When that little voice tells you what you don't know, remind yourself of what you do know.
Third, be your best friend. You tell your friends what they need to hear in a caring way. Offer yourself suggestions in the same manner.
Fourth, meditate. When you go to bed, focus on three things you did well that day. Not only is it a great way to end the day, it leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.